from the crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
And just like that, it's time to talk wax. Morena Cam.
Morena.
Cam!
Hello!
Hi.
Here we are.
How are you?
Sorry, I'm going to move this a little bit.
That's right. Did you have a good week?
Yeah, great week. How are you guys?
Yeah, good.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Excellent even.
Yep.
We're getting to Millie's delirious stage of post-Iggy Pop.
Post-Iggy Pop. Delirium.
Delirium, that's the one. But we've got some great albums out, some new ones, some reissues. One for the Jazz Cats, this first one.
We do, Robert Glasper. One of three that are out today, actually. First time on vinyl, Keys to the City Volume 1. This is a beautiful album. Got a couple of great collaborations on here. Norah Jones on the track that we're going to play later. And right before that, a very like Rush Jazz one with Thundercat on it. And then Black Thought right before that. So you're getting everything across the board on there. And some more great features on there as well. This one is a little bit more vocal going on this one. One of the other ones, Let Go, which was released last year but first time releasing on vinyl today, is a little bit less of that and a little bit more of the kind of ambient jazz. Yeah, his other one, also a really cool concept, he did a track and then he got one of his favorite producers to do a track, so he's called it like the same name and then called it Flipped. So it's cool because he's going like kind of like bar for bar with like his favorite producers. So you're getting his track and then another track from a producer that he really loves. So that's the other
that's
album.
A cool concept.
Yeah, it's a really cool concept. So three really great albums all out on the first time.
And a nice range of stuff.
Nice range, yeah.
Yeah, so you can take your pick.
Yeah. And yeah, beautiful piano player. Used to be on Blue Note.
Right, okay, cool.
His residency in the Blue Note in New York is called Robtober. Every October, I find that really funny.
That's great. That's awesome.
Just great little.
That's incredible.
Those Jazz Cats.
Jazz Cats for you. But yeah, some great records on Wax today.
Oh my God, awesome. I didn't realize this was Prototype as in like a cover of Outkast. Is Outkast the original Prototype?
I think so.
Oh my God, featuring Norah Jones. Holy heck,
yeah,
that's so awesome.
So good.
Okay, let's have a listen. I know you like. Beautiful stuff.
That's delicious.
I feel like that's quite different to the stuff I've heard from Norah Jones as well. Like showcases a new part of her voice, maybe.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So nice.
And those keys as well.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Lush.
Lovely.
All right, what else we got?
All right, next one. Very, very different vibe. The Molotovs. This is a...
hard cut can.
This is a brother-sister duo from London. They definitely wear their influence on their sleeve. They're a bit of a... they're kind of influenced by, like, the Jam Style Council. They say the Specials. They say, you know, all of that kind of, you know, British classics. Wasted on Youth is the name of their new album. And they're signed to Marshall Records, as in Marshall, the amplifier company. I didn't even know that they had a record label.
I didn't know they had a record label either.
But yeah, they do.
Fascinating.
And they're on it.
Yeah.
I think it's maybe a relatively new thing. But yeah, Marshall Records. And the Molotovs, this is their debut album. I think that they're still like in their teens, or like maybe just turned like 20. So this is crazy from them.
Oh, they're just little ones.
Yeah. Very like, they say it's a lot inspired by their dad's music taste. So again, like Sex Pistols and things like that. You can really hear that in here. So yeah, the Molotovs on half pink, half blue vinyl.
That's
fun.
That's such a good band name as well. The Molotovs.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Cool.
Okay.
We've got Get a Life here to listen to.
Get a Life.
Let's do it. That is a little bit of fun.
Oh yeah, very different vibe from the first track.
Hey, South Bend, something for everyone.
Something for everyone. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Yep.
Little bit of something for the jazz heads and the
Ragers.
The Ragers.
Yep. Go get a life and go get the record.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Mic drop.
That was good. Yeah.
I might just excuse myself.
Yeah.
Okay, this last one is very, very exciting. I was listening to this the other day when I heard that the reissue was coming.
Yep. Moody Man.
It's one of the best of the DJ Kicks series, eh?
Yes. Yeah. This one's definitely a very iconic DJ Kicks. I think when people hear about DJ Kicks, they think of this one as one of the first. 10 years since this one came out now.
No 2016. Way.
Yeah. Crazy. This one on clear vinyl, Millie, another colour for you.
Excellent.
40 years of K7. So been around for a while now. I feel like, you know, what is there to say about Moody Man at this point? He's, you know, one of the greats. He's excellent producer, mixing all sorts, jazz. He's mixing soul. He's mixing, you know, the house stuff. He's mixing a bit of everything. You're getting a huge mix on this one, a very eclectic mix on this DJ Kicks. And, on clear vinyl.
It's, is it Coke bottle clear?
Maybe it is Coke bottle clear.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a bit of fun.
That's really fun.
But yeah,
gatefold
beautiful
as well.
Gatefold, yeah.
Gorgeous.
Amazing.
A
everyone
really
on
nice
here,
collection.
Nightmares on Wax.
Yeah, there's some stars on there, but I also feel like when I was listening to it, people think of DJ Kicks and they think of like really dancey music sometimes, because some of them are super dancey, but this is also just a really lovely record to chuck on in your lounge, and there's like quite an eclectic mix of tracks in there, eh?
Well, I think part of his goal with this one was not to just kind of get the hits of the artists that he wanted to put on here. He wanted to kind of like just put things that he wanted to listen to on there, which, you know, it plays through really well because you're getting such a great mix of, you know, clearly what he wanted to come across.
Yeah, and something beautiful so great about the DJ Kick series is like it really gives you an insight into the tastes of the DJs that we love, and Moody Man's such an iconic one that I feel like lots of people want to get their hands on that sort of inside scoop of what he's actually listening to.
Definitely.
And his tastes.
Their influence a little bit, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And we've got a Kiwi feature on
there. We got Julian Dine and Mara TK. We got both artists from Aotearoa.
So gorgeous. I'm so excited to give this track a listen. This is the Moody Man mixed version of Stained Glass, Fresh Frozen.
That's the one.
From Julian Dine and Mara TK. Hey, thanks so much, Cam.
Thank you guys for having me, as always.
Thanks, Cam.
Thank you.
So much good stuff out on the shelves at Southbound. Everyone, get out there this weekend and buy some wax. Spend some putia.
Come say hi.
Let's go. Let's listen to this track from Moody Man's DJ Kicks.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.